Podcast Network Asia.
Listen to the terrifying moments that led up to some of the grisliest unsolved murders in Philippine true crime history. This is The Last 24 Hours. We now continue with the next chapter of the curious connection between the infamous case of the Black Dahlia and Manila's Jigsaw Murder, more commonly known as the case of the original Chop Chop Lady.
By all accounts, Steve Hodel had a charmed childhood. He described his life at Soden House, now an infamous Hollywood landmark, as a time filled with positive memories. In the late 1940s, his father, Dr. George Hill Hodel, was a successful physician to Hollywood's rich and famous. Steve would recall fancy dress-up parties at his home, regularly attended by a who's who of LA society, including a man his father greatly admired, surrealist artist Man Ray, an admiration he would later believe to have had a profound and deadly influence on his father. But Steve's investigation would blow the lid on that glamorous life, as he later discovered that his father operated an illegal abortion clinic at the time. Not only was George Hodel treating Hollywood bigwigs, he was treating LAPD brass for their indiscretions, providing them with penicillin and performing abortions on their girlfriends who were in trouble with unwanted pregnancies. Dr. George Hill Hodel was in effect untouchable. And yet, in spite of these circumstances, Steve would uncover previously sealed documents of an actual police investigation into his father's suspected involvement in the murder of Elizabeth Short. It revealed that in 1950, George Hodel was the prime suspect in the Dahlia murder. An 18-man LAPD and DA task force bugged his residence from February 15 to March 27, 1950, where they have him on record admitting to performing illegal abortions, paying off law enforcement officers, and possibly killing his secretary and the Black Dahlia. Not that Steve needed any more convincing. Prior to knowing about the police investigation, he had already assembled a compelling list of evidence linking his father to the Dahlia murder. Autopsy reports indicate that Elizabeth's body had been cut completely in half by a technique called hemicorporectomy, a procedure that slices the body beneath the lumbar spine, the only spot where the body can be severed in half without breaking bone. It was taught in the 1930s, when George was in medical school. Also, letters sent to the police from the Black Dahlia Avenger, a person claiming to be Elizabeth Short's killer, also bore a chilling resemblance to his father's handwriting. Additionally, in the archives of the UCLA, Steve found a folder containing receipts for contracting work on the Soden House. One of the receipts showed a purchase a few days before Elizabeth's murder of 10 5-pound bags of concrete, the exact same size and brand found near her body that police believed was used to carry her. In 2013, a search of the Soden House using cadaver dogs resulted in positive indication of human decomposition. Out of everything he's found, however, none have said more things about his father's involvement, and certainly has indicated more of his father's signature than George Hodel's passion for art, specifically his love of surrealist art. Surrealism is a cultural movement that started in 1917 and is best known for its visual works and writings. The art is characterized by unnerving illogical scenes, sometimes with photographic precision, creating strange creatures from everyday objects and developing techniques that allow the unconscious to express itself. The movement's aim is to resolve the previously contradictory conditions of dream and reality into an absolute reality, a super reality or surreality. Salvador Dali, Pablo Picasso, Frida Kahlo are known surrealists. So is photographer Man Ray. Steve Hodel believes that it's his father's friendship with the famous photographer that helped propel Elizabeth's gruesome murder. In an interview with the New York Post in February 2019, Steve Hodel is quoted as saying, My father's personal insanity was directly linked to his belief in surrealism. Where his close friends Man Ray and Marcel Duchamp talked the talk, George Hodel walked the walk. He really believed there was no difference between dream and waking states. He was a nihilist, a misogynist, and sadist of the highest order. He also added, the murder was his homage to Man Ray in replicating his artwork. Two of Man Ray's photos, Les Amoureux and Minotaur, bear an eerie resemblance to Elizabeth's mutilated body. Both photos are renderings of disembodied female torsos, evocative of the way in which Elizabeth's body was posed at the crime scene. Steve is convinced that it's his father's way of emulating his friend's art, allowing him to build what Steve calls a masterpiece, a crime so shocking and horrible it would endure and be immortalized through the annals of crime lore. Physician, artist, sadist, genius, and murderer? How can a man like George Hill Hodel be connected to another gruesome murder thousands of miles away from the United States? By April 1950, the LAPD had gathered enough evidence to formally charge George Hodel with Elizabeth's murder and was preparing to arrest him when he fled to Hawaii. He stayed there for 3 years, even obtaining a degree in psychiatry and marrying a wealthy Filipina, Hortensia Laguda. They had 4 children, but then divorced in 1960. Soon after, George Hodel eventually moved to the Philippines, where he stayed until 1990. Steve was 7 years old when his father abandoned him, a move that proved devastating to him and his family. His mother had become an alcoholic and struggled to hold a steady job for years. But if his suspicions are true, his father's move to the Philippines wouldn't just be devastating for an unsuspecting young woman from Pampanga. It would prove deadly. That young lady would be Lucila Lalu. To follow our story, listen to the next episode of The Last 24 Hours, where we now go into further detail into Lucila's case and its chilling similarity to the Black Dahlia murder. Black Dahlia murder. Black
Dahlia murder. Want to hear more? Then subscribe to The Last 24 Hours, available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and all other podcast platforms.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.